Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli here at the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here with Yvonne Schelling, who is the representative for the UK on the 28 Times Cinema jury. The 28 Times Cinema is an initiative supported by the European Parliament and the Giornate degli Autori. So his task, together with the other members of the jury, is very important because they're going to award an important prize here. But more on that later. First of all, let's meet Yvonne. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to be here, what your background in cinema is? Is it a hobby? Is it a profession? Is it going to be a profession in the future? Tell us everything.
So I'm Yvonne, as you said. I'm from London. I am a filmmaker, but actually I studied medicine before becoming a filmmaker. And I did 7 years and I was like, actually, no, this isn't what I want to do. And I've spent the last year essentially just kind of learning, honing my craft. And I've just made my first short film.
Okay.
And it was debuted at the V&A last week of Friday.
Which is really great. Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
In terms of like, I guess that I am a cinema goer. I love watching films. I probably go to the cinema like once a week at least.
Okay.
It's very expensive.
Yes, London is.
Yeah, everything in London's expensive. But yeah. Have I answered the question?
Yes, I think you have. I think you have, but you haven't told us about what you like. You go to the cinema to see what?
I do go to see blockbusters. I love seeing blockbusters, but I also love seeing foreign films. I wish I spoke other languages because, like, I'm not a fan of reading subtitles as well as watching, but I kind of get the gist from watching usually. There's a lot of good, great films in other languages, and it's a really great learning opportunity for me because the way people shoot in different countries is just, like, mind-blowing sometimes.
Yes, and here in Venice you are exposed to a variety of cinematic traditions and styles, so it's a good learning opportunity, as you say. But are you also into streaming platforms? Are you interested in the opportunities offered by technology? Things like Amazon, Hulu, Netflix? Are you into TV series or?
Well, in the UK,
really?
It's just it's quite widespread. Like, it would be weird not to be because everyone talks about everything, like even things which like are hard to watch. So for instance, HBO stuff, so like Game of Thrones, where you have to essentially have Sky Go or Sky to watch it. Stuff on Netflix, stuff on Amazon Prime.
And what do you think of this strange mixture between Netflix and the cinema? Because now they've started producing some films, and last year, for example, Roma premiered in cinemas, but at the same time was available on Netflix. Do you see them as two competitors, or do you think they are partners, the cinema and streaming platforms?
I think initially I thought of them as competitors because it's like some amazing films were getting released on Netflix rather than in cinemas, and I was like, okay, cool, like this is good for everyone who has streaming services. But it seemed a bit weird that like I could see a film of like, for instance, Sandra Bullock. I haven't seen her in the cinema in however many years, but I was able to watch her at Christmas on my TV.
Right.
And then she's literally an Oscar winner. And it's happening more and more. But I think with Roma, what happened with Roma, and also what's happening with three films that are in competition this year, you're seeing that actually they can coexist and they can do well in awards ceremonies and they can do well in the public as well. But I'm not sure whether people are going to go to the cinema to watch them if, like, they already subscribe to Netflix and they can just wait a bit and see them in maybe a month.
Yeah. Well, in terms of viewing experiences, of course, being at the festival is extremely special. It's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about your festival experience so far? What have you been doing? You've been watching lots of films, of course, but also engaged in other activities. What are they?
So, yeah, it's been quite remarkable, actually, because I don't think I've ever been to any cinemas that are as big as the ones here. Like, there's been ones with, like, 1,000 seats and whatever, which has been remarkable. And we've also been doing like lots of workshops. So I've been doing the Active Cinema Goers workshop, and I've been learning about different techniques that different cinemas across Europe have in order to get more of a young demographic and also just people in general to watch more art house films and to watch films from other places in Europe, which has been a really interesting experience.
Well, in this regard, let me tell you about an initiative that was actually funded by Fred, this radio station. It's called Fred at School. It's basically film literacy in schools all over Europe. So if you're interested, you can check our website. But let's stay on the topic. The topic is Venice, and let us now talk a little bit about this Giornate degli Autori and 28 Times Cinema. You applied to be here, you won a competition to be here, and now you have a big task. What's it like to work with the other members of the jury under the guidance of an experienced filmmaker, a Brazilian filmmaker, Karim Manuz?
It's quite interesting. I think it's a lot of pressure, weirdly enough, because obviously there's a prize at the end. Yeah. If we were just choosing a film, then like I probably would have felt less pressure. But the money that someone can win at the end of this could literally change their lives.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot of pressure. And it's a big requirement to like actually actively go in there and watch and decide on whether you like it in the film, after the film. And it's been really interesting just having conversations with people from different backgrounds and seeing what their opinions are. I mean, I've never really watched any slow-paced films except maybe like a few Japanese ones. Mm-hmm. And to come here and have quite a few slow-paced films and have different opinions on why a slow-paced film is good has been like quite mind-altering for me, which has been really good. Mm-hmm. And in terms of working with Karim, the president of our jury, it's been really interesting to see what his opinion is, because he's had a long history within working in film as well as watching films. He's definitely a cinephile, and we can tell from the references that he makes. And I've learned a lot from him, but I've also learned that we probably have different opinions of films, which is totally okay, but it's good to just have that mm-hmm. opinion in your mind as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the European Parliament agrees with you. The motto is unity in diversity. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting and enriching to have interesting, lively debates, and it would be quite boring if everybody liked the same things.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your festival experience, and I hope you take away lots of interesting things that you can probably use in your future career as a filmmaker. All the best.
Thank you.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Yvonne.
You too.
This is Fred Film Radio at the Venice Film Festival, and I have been Annalisa Sandrelli reporting from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.